Te Pau is a proud Ngāi Tūhoe man. He's also was in the army for over 20 years. And you may recall, too, he was the coach of the Māori All Blacks for 11 years from 2005. He's joining us today to pay tribute to and acknowledge the passing of Paki Nikora, involved in so many kaupapa in Indirang Ngāi Tūhoe. And thank you for joining us on the show, Matt. Tēnā koe, tōkana.
Tēnā rā koe, Dale.
Kia ora, kōrero mai. Tell us a bit more about Paki and his contribution to Ngāi Tūhoe and to Te Ao Māori.
Oh, kia ora, Dale. Yeah, Paki passed away 2 days ago, and he lies at his marae. His marae is Ngāti Rongo, Tauarau and Ruatoki. And he certainly lived a full life. He was tied up with different businesses as he came through with his beautiful wife, Pare Aro, and certainly versed in both languages. The Nikora family, some may remember Tama, the Nikora family were well-schooled. They very much intellects, and they were certainly hard workers. But I guess the biggest trait that Paki showed us was his leadership. He was a strong leader. If he chose a particular path, he went down that path, and a whole lot of people, other iwi outside of Tūhoe, would follow him. Paki was an interesting character. I mean, he liked the cold one, but he was certainly strong in his faith. He was with the Anglican Church, and I remember talking with him one time and seeing all the things he did, and just said to me, why didn't you train to be a full minister? And he just made the comment, oh, well, you see, I like a cold one every now and then, and I don't think it would be right. So he also was very prominent around Anzac Day when I came out of the army. I went down to Rewarewa Marae where they hold the services in Ratoki on Anzac morning. And there he would be with a guitar surrounded by kuia and other people of the faith. And he'd be singing hymns right throughout the service. And, he was just a man of so many talents, Dale.
Tēnā koe. I know he also won an Ahu Whenua Award. Yeah. He was a very successful farmer as well, Matt.
Oh, yeah, he was a person of the land. He was head of, quite a few Māori trusts. He runs the Ngāti Rongo and oversees the Ngāti Rongo farm. And he certainly did do that. And while he was doing that, he was certainly focused on the waterways, looking after the whenua, looking after the wai.
He's going to be sorely missed, Matt. Also, I respect that he was willing to challenge even those at Tūru Taumata if he didn't think that they were heading in the right direction. A principled man.
Yes, yes. He, during the Raupatu, I chaired a big part of the Tūhoe Raupatu and the Hapū claims as we went through, and there was our trust board, so we had a sort of a parallel focus, so to speak. And Paki was there. I mean, he was there, speaking, supporting the views of the different lands, whakapapa, kōrero, that he was aware of. And we got through, and he was a bit hurt after a period of time where he said, Matt, we came through. And he led the rebuild of his marae at Tauarau. So he's really hapū marae focused. And he says, look, the mana of our hapū, the mana of the hapū has been downgraded. What's been elevated is that structure that we all helped put together, including myself, our post-settlement governance entity. And as he says, it seems to be sucking all the mana into there and forgetting about where the claims came from the hapū. And in Tūhoe's case, he saw that clearly as something that shouldn't happen. And he initially says, we must look back at the trust deed. And he challenged the trust deed, and right to the time he died, he's in the appeals court. And he was really concerned that, in the future, unless we do it now, there are going to be serious problems where even when you go through elections, the elections he felt are being interfered with to ensure that the board has people on the board conducive to the thoughts of those on the board. So he was a strong leader, When he moved, other iwi moved with him. So there was iwi on the borders of Ngāi Tūhoe that he felt needed support as well. Smaller iwi, you know, we're one of the large iwis in this particular area anyway. So he wasn't, you know, he wasn't afraid to actually go out there, be it with the media, but more so on the marae.
And in
other places, he would stand up and speak about those concerns that he's had. And I was certainly a very, like to feel a very close friend of Paki, and I certainly have a lot of respect for the man.
Well, tēnā koe, Matt. Thanks for sharing some kōrero. E Paki, haere ki o tātou tupunai. Haere. Thank you so much, Matt, for speaking of Paki's contribution. Ngā mihi, we'll talk rugby next time around. Thank you, Matt.
Kia ora, mate.
Tēnā koe. That's Matt Te Pau, Tūhoe of Lost a Powerful Advocate, Paki Nikora.